As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
Get it? The Burt Show.
They say you learn a lot about people when you travel with them.
Yes, you do.
Unless you could make or break a friendship. Katie, you going on this road trip with a group of people that you've never traveled with before?
Yes, it's a group of people I've never traveled with before. And I don't want to use the word terrified.
But
I'm a little concerned.
We have concerns.
Yeah.
What are some of our concerns with this upcoming road trip?
Will this be a successful one? So when I go on trips, and I've also seen it recently going viral a lot, especially in the spring break time frame, where people are going on trips and they're finding out the truth about their friends, and they're either coming home without those same friends that they went to spring break with. And so with me going with this group for the first time, I have to let go of control, and I don't know how to do that. I'm the type of person where my friends don't want to go to escape rooms with me anymore because I take things a little too seriously.
Okay.
For example, an escape room, you're supposed to relax, have fun, just try to get out. And I was like, no, guys, we got to be focused. We got 10 minutes. And I'm more intense about certain things.
You're that person.
Yeah, I'm that. Well, I've learned. I don't want to do that in the future, but at that time. As well, I always tell people that I love to drive. And I just say it because I just like being on the road. But no, it's not I love to drive because I love to drive. It's I love to drive because I like to be in control or think that I'm in control of my fate.
Gotcha.
And so in this situation, it's a road trip. It's not like we're flying out anywhere. It's a road trip. We're going to be together for days. I'm not the person driving. I have to let go and let them drive. I'm really getting anxious about that because it's going to be like a 6-hour drive.
Okay.
Then we're all going to be under the same roof together. And I've been around them for maybe like one night, but for days, you know, how is that going to work? All right. It's like a group of 7 of us in only 2.5 bathrooms.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Math is not math.
So let me get a visual here. So how many cars are you doing, like a little caravan if there's 7 people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have like 2 or 3 cars, everybody loading up. You're riding. You're going to be a navigator in somebody's car.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys like got an Airbnb or a VRBO or something like that.
Yep. We have an Airbnb.
Okay.
And this is going to be like for a week together.
An entire week.
A week?
Yeah, an entire week.
Where are you guys going?
We're going to North Carolina. We're going to a festival.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there's activities. It's not like you guys are just going to be stuck in the cabin for a whole week.
No. Yeah, the whole plan is because we're going to a festival, but that festival is only probably 3 days out of that week we're going to be together.
Ah, so is there an itinerary or, and if like, if one person with 7 people's that tricky number because it's not too big, it's not too small. However, if 3 people want to do something and 4 of them don't, does that mean the 3 go off and do it? Or are you like, Are you guys all supposed to do everything together the entire time?
And that's another thing I'm trying to figure out. With people driving like multiple cars, if a group splits off, we can probably take a lift somewhere and do our own thing. But there is no itinerary. It's like, let's just see what happens when we get to the city, a city that none of us have ever been in. And we're just like, oh, let's just go with the flow. But typically go with the flow. I don't think that's going to turn out how we imagine it to be. Sometimes spontaneous trips can be fun, but I'm worried about that not turning out how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Sometimes that's great. My husband and I have done a trip like that where we didn't plan a single thing and had the best time. And I've also had like full blown itineraries and had a great time. Well, at least I did. I don't know if he did, but we'll just take my word for it. I feel like because it's like spring break time, it's probably best to have a little bit of an itinerary and some reservations. Otherwise, you're going to be SOL because it's going to be so busy.
Mm-hmm. And that's another thing I've been thinking about. But then how do I go about, hey, guys, let's create a quick plan?
No, I wouldn't do that. If you guys don't have one, I would just have some stuff in your back pocket.
Yep. Oh. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
To whip out. That's what I always do because I'm like you, Katie. I'm very much like the controlling planning friend anytime we go on a trip, but I don't want people to think I'm controlling. So I'll always make like an open table reservation for, you know, a place I know where we're going to be. So that when we're walking by and people are like, oh, I'm really hungry, I'll be like, hey, we can go to this place. I'm pretty sure they have a lot of open seating. And if they don't, then I know we have a reservation for 6 p.m. and then we're good.
You're hilarious.
And then I look like the chill girl who doesn't need to have plans and can go with the flow, but really I've just manipulated everyone into going to the place I wanted to go to.
That's hilarious.
And you said you don't know any of these people?
I do, but it's just our first time taking a trip together.
Oh, okay.
And
so
I feel
you
like that's
everybody.
A real, yeah, I know everyone.
Okay.
But that's a real test to me.
Oh, it is.
Of a friendship is when you actually go on a group, because hanging out with you for one day here and there, that's different. But multiple people under the same house trying to figure out what we're going to do. There's always already one chick who's like, hey, I got some family. We should go do, you know, a cookout at my family's house. My family's house is an hour away. They're like, we're not driving an hour away.
No.
You know, there's already little things like that where I'm just a little concerned about how it's going to go. And I know I can be more intense instead of just relaxing and going with the flow in situations like this.
Only five of y'all coming back still friends.
Yeah. This is the quickest way to cut your friend group in half.
I don't know which two it's going to be, but two of y'all not speaking to the group after this trip.
I hope that's not the case.
Get it. The Burt Show.